How you doing, everybody? Welcome to the Broke Alert Pods, the intro recording here. Off the bat, I want to apologize for the audio quality. I don't know what happened, but yeah, thankfully the one time I did editing, because there's a lot of editing I had to do, so some of the conversation may not make complete sense. We were talking about streamers, streamer scandals, stuff like that, so hopefully that pieces together for you. And as far as what we talk about in general, well, I'll just leave you with the title. It's not a year in review. I'm not going to do that, but I might do it for one of the YouTube channels, so stay tuned for that. Again, check out savagegraphicsmedia.com, graphics with an X, and that way you will be able to see all the content and everything we have coming to you. Without further ado, I give you Heather Gutter Boo Bit. Yes, that's the title. Heather Gutter Boo Bit. Enjoy it. Hopefully, you're hearing this last intro I recorded. Nothing. So, take it easy. Hope you enjoy. And we're almost done. 2020 is almost over. So, take it easy. Actually, when you're hearing this, 2020 is over. So, Happy New Year. All right. Take it easy, guys. Thanks for everything.
So it starts. The saga begins, niggas. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life.
Welcome, Craig. All right, little ones. Again, time to be somewhat form of quiet. Let's start this over again. And welcome back to the Broke Blurred Pod. I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio Tablaje. With me today again is...
Just Heather. Just God. Heather. God.
So, folks, what's basically going on is we did a little test run. We have plans to bring video to you folks.
I even did my hair.
Yeah. And we had it kind of set up, but Just Heather has, you know, I kind of sprung this on Just Heather, so it's my fault. But I had to see, kind of get an idea of how we would do it. And Just Heather has her own specifically set up room that she has for streaming. And normally she has her older two terrorists take care of the youngest terrorist, but that person is not there. And then on my end, I have my terrorist with the four-legged terrorist. And yeah, they're doing stuff. And so just realized, like, okay. After my dog, you know, tried to hump my kid and... her kid tried to pull her hair out. I was like, okay, we'll just go to regular audio for now. I know how we'll do it. So now we can start our honesty. What we were talking about initially was CD Projekt Red and Cyberpunk. My thoughts on the game personally, I have the game. It's a decent game, but it's full of bugs. But at the same time, I think of it, and for me it kind of is because of what I'm trying to do for a living, it's an investment. And I look at it this way. What do you know of Fallout 76 and or The Witcher 3?
I know of both games, and I know The Witcher 3 was released by the same company or created by the same company. Yes. And I know that they have had a history of rushing games with bugs.
Yes.
Though they are sort of seen as like the video game darling these days, to quote the New York Times article.
Not anymore, they're not.
Well, not now, no, hell no. They were. So I haven't played it, but I know that there's been a lot of, maybe you're having a better time because you're on a PC. I know that a lot of people that have it for, what was it? It's released for the PS5, but is backwards compatible with the PS4, right? Is that what it is?
Well, no, not even. They don't even. It's not even.
That's what it was supposed to be.
It was. Well, no, it was. No, backwards. backwards compatible with the Xbox. PS5 completely took it off of their store.
Okay, Steam Labs did too, I think.
Say that one more time, because I think
didn't Steam Labs do too?
I don't know what Steam Labs is.
Okay, well, all right, hold on. Let me look at my notes. Steam. Sorry.
Maybe, because I think I got mine through Epic. So possibly, because I don't think I've really seen it come up on the Steam store, but I'm not too sure. But I think it's really only technically PS5, and I think every other place that offers it, they sell it, they put up like a warning, you know, kind of play it at your own risk. It's not currently optimal level to what it should be. Now, here are the problems with it on PC, as I see it, off of the very, very little that I know being part of the PC Master Race. It's not really optimized the way that it probably could be. And the only reason I know that is because thanks to Cyberpunk, I have very lightly tipped my toe into the world of modding. Do you know what modding is, Just Heather?
Nah.
Okay. So, nah, I don't know what modding is.
I'm trying to pull up the conversation I had about Cyberpunk.
Modding basically, and here's the thing. Technically, it's cheating for the most part. You know, you do know what modding is, but they didn't call it that. Remember back in the day, Game Genie for Nintendo?
Vaguely.
Where, like, you basically would hook it up to your Nintendo cartridge and you could, like, cheat the game and, like, have 100 lives or, like, skip boards or, like, make it so that you're, like, walking on the ceiling or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
And then eventually they came out with cheat codes and stuff like that.
Oh, so it's a precursor to the cheat code.
Yeah, well, modding basically is where you can do stuff like that, as well as, like, for me, I added a couple modding codes where it fixed the bugs that they had in the game. Like, modders were basically people, just regular people who know how to do game code and stuff, make mods so that you can make your game, like, Doom back in the day is kind of what was known for modding, because they came out with the game Dune, and then right after they made it kind of like an open beta and shared the code so that people could mod it. And I remember when I was a kid, I played Barney Doom, where all the demons were Barney. And
I feel like I've heard of that before.
Yeah. And they would sing, "I love you." And you could shoot them with, like, you know, the Doom guns and blow them to pits and, like, "I love," you know? So that's what modding is. And the modders have basically, because hindsight being 2020, and they don't have to deal with whatever execs or CD Projekt Red who convinced them to put out what is not a good game, but what they promised, they're able to fix it, and they fixed that. They fixed some bugs with the driving. For me, they fixed, because I have to set it everything at such an incredibly low level just to play it decently, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
But I was able to add some shaders that I got so that it still looks good at a very, very technically low setting. Like, there's ways that you can make a lot of these games run better, but you kind of have to go in and, like, turn stuff off and, like, copy and paste code from here. Like, you have to, like, really research it on YouTube, like I did. Yeah.
I've learned how to do any minimal thing I do now.
Yeah.
But I play games that don't take up a lot of...
Anyway. Most of my games don't, but there's like that. There's like Call of Duty, which I can't mod because the problem... So the difference is between a game like Call of Duty and Cyberpunk, or Cyberpunk and every other game that I play, is that all those games are multiplayer, and I can't use any type of modding for those games to make them run better, because those games have anti-cheat software on them. So yeah, if I do that, I risk if I try I risk, you know, being completely banned from a game. And that's okay. But it's a good game. The problem for me, it's not so much a problem. I'm like, they're gonna have some free DLC downloadable content coming next month that was already planned. So much like Fallout 76, which was incredibly buggy, and The Witcher 3, which had bugs at the beginning, both games they have gone back to different companies, but in both games they have come out and were initially buggy, fixed stuff, made patches to make the game still like currently one of the, you know, bigger favorite games out there.
I just don't understand why release a product that is subpar. Because that was kind of the thing me and my friend got into, because he was like, yeah, but they'll just have patches 6 months down the line. I'm like, yeah, but you shouldn't have to ever like do that.
Well, okay, so here's the problem. So one, the game was initially supposed to be released on not the PS5 or the Xbox Series X, on the Xbox One and the PS4.
Okay.
At the time, it was set to be released on those systems where the PS5 and the Xbox Series X technically didn't exist as far as being available. The game was not ready. Obviously, it wasn't ready now. Yeah. So the problem would come in hand if they released it then they were screwed, because they only had that in the PC. And PC games, I've just learned, joined the PC Master Race. But as far as the...
Welcome. Most, glad to have you.
Yeah. As far as most of the world is concerned, PC games and like console games, if there's not a crossover on at least one system,
yeah,
they like it's there. So okay, so there's console gaming, PC gaming, and then there's gamers as a whole. You can be either of those and be a part of the bigger gaming community, but you're more likely to have a casual gamer in the console community than you will in the PC community. So everybody in PC would have heard and known and played Cyberpunk, but a good portion of people on Xbox and PlayStation would have no clue. And that alone, as far as money in a company goes in this industry, is a major loss in money. Now, that being said, CD Projekt Red has made all of their initial investment back plus more. So they're in the green concerning that. But they are also, people have sued. They're dealing with lawsuits concerning putting out a game being in the current condition that it is. So, all right. So there's the issue with putting it out when they were going to put it out, what it would have been. So they delayed it, knowing that they have to have their only chance of not having a complete shitstorm was to put it out on the PlayStation 5, which it runs better, but still crashes, and the Xbox Series X, which I don't know what issues it's currently having other than just the regular bugs, but...
There's been people that have said it's unplayable.
Oh, no, it's yeah. Like,
yeah.
On a large scale, for most people, it's unplayable. Yeah. But I also think it's not a universal thing. I think it's a case by case, and like it's so buggy. It's
enough though, where
oh no, it's enough.
It's a New York Times article.
Oh yeah, it's enough that it's crap.
Yeah,
but it's
my friend's big thing was like, well, because I said to him too, I said the people are reporting they can't even play it for more than an hour. He's like, oh, then I'll only play it for an hour. But you shouldn't have to.
No, not for like paying. Like the only reason I bought it is because I'm going to use it for content. Like it's okay. Part of my business. But the problem that I have, which here's the thing, it's okay. A blessing and a curse, because the problem currently that I have is it's the way, being that it's not optimized to stream it or record it, it takes a lot out of my laptop, so it doesn't I can't make video as easily or as cool as I want to. But the upside is they're gonna add patches, so that will give me time to hopefully upgrade at least my RAM, which here's the thing. We'll pivot a bit. I know very little about PCs, and I'm assuming, and I'll ask you because you probably know just as much, or at least we're going to make believe for this conversation, that if I up my RAM, I should be able, my PC should probably be able to run smoothly, because from what I understand, the RAM is what it uses to run programs and stuff. So yes, if I up my RAM, it'll have more
oomph, more chutzpah.
More oomph to run everything. So instead of Cyberpunk taking up all of this energy, as well as OBS taking all of this energy, they'll still take up all the energy, but I'll still have a bunch more energy or utzpa left over to make things run smoothly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
It should.
So I'll have to. Well, because here's the thing. I'm since I've joined the PC Master Race, for the most part, I've not played my Xbox at all. I use it for YouTube and Hulu.
Okay.
That's it. I use it to watch TV. I don't, my kid plays on it. So, you know, eventually I don't know if I'll take any games off because he has a Switch. So I don't think he really needs to have more games on my Xbox, but
yeah, I only play off my PC really. I do everything off my PC, but what sucks is we bought it. So we bought it when we got the good round of stimulus checks back in the spring. And at the time, I had no intentions of streaming or using the laptop for gaming purposes. Yes. And now I'm running all types of shit on it. Because of you, motherfucker. Because of you.
Yeah, Jess Heather, you don't know how much that warms the cockles of my heart.
More in a few minutes when we segue to the next subject.
I don't even know what cockles are, but they're all warm. I think it's heart.
Like some sort of crustacean. Actually, looked it up.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm gonna tell you what my man got me for Christmas.
Oh yeah, go for it.
He got me a ring light, which I showed you how my face looks. I'm fucking beautiful. I didn't even know it. And he got me a webcam, and he got me you would like this, but I feel like any normal person would be like, who gives a fuck. He just got me a
I just want to pause for a second.
Yeah,
that is completely what this show has been from the beginning, even before you just have you not you've heard every episode. So yeah.
It's a good USB port, so it's got like a bunch of, so it plugs into my laptop and can plug into the wall obviously, and it's just so I can plug in everything. But the ring light is really, really cool. And I can use it for my camera and the stand for my camera. As you know, I'm a photographer. I do that too. So it's nice that I have a dual usage, but I now finally have a streaming space set up, and tomorrow, hopefully Lilith, bless you. Sorry. I thought she was choking, but she was just sneezing.
I would put another pause. Okay. I'm not even going to acknowledge that. We're just going to make believe that you didn't say any of that, but I'm looking at the picture with the ring light webcam, and it was just funny because it has such a rocker vibe, the background and everything, and with the light. And you said Lilith. I never knew what your kid's name was, because kids are kids and they're your little ones. And they're just, you. When everyone talks about it, we know what they're talking about, and we have the image in their head of their kid, and that's your littlest one. But I didn't know her name was Lilith, and I know what the actual technical biblical name Lilith comes from.
Hell yeah.
And I was just like, is she like summoning? Is she summoning an air quotes demon?
many do think I'm. A lot of people assume wrongly that I worship Satan, and I do not.
And then had a double meaning, because like, no, she's not worshiping Satan, but we love our kids, but at the same time, they're little terrorists and monsters.
Yeah.
And the way she was pulling her hair, I'm like, okay, that's a pretty accurate name. That's like if I named him Damien. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you in a second. I love that name too. I'll tell you in a minute why she got the name she got. But yes, my streaming space. So now I have this like streaming space, and I've got like a background that I like. I think tomorrow I'm gonna switch everything over from OBS to Streamlabs OBS instead, because I'm having some issues with OBS and some different things that I want to have happen.
Streamlabs is easier to use, but the problem is it takes up more, when you're using it, more GPU and or CPU. Whereas OBS, most stuff that you're using is browser source.
Okay.
Like, so it's not like everything, all most of the assets and everything that's running. It's, well, one, it's just the system. So it's just, you know, OBS, just recording, you know, just the program. Whereas with Streamlabs, it's got a bunch of extra bells and whistles added on, which could be more appealing if you have the hardware to run it.
Yeah.
Seamlessly.
I kind of like a simple setup, though, I've decided.
Yeah. And it's nothing. Like, have you tried at all using Streamlabs?
I haven't used it, but I've looked around on it, and I've just like played with it.
So the reason why is because going from OBS to Streamlabs, I personally, when I had to do it, because there was one point where I had to go to Streamlabs because I had an audio issue that I just couldn't figure out how to fix. Okay. So the only way I could stream without the audio issue was to go to Streamlabs, until eventually I was able to finally, and then I immediately went back to OBS.
Yeah.
I forgot the point that I was making. So when you initially go over, I always missed. Like, there wasn't a point where I didn't miss OBS. Like, every time I was like, okay, I wish I could go. I would even periodically try to go back to OBS to see if I could get it to work, and it just, I couldn't.
I do enjoy OBS a lot, though. Just from a programming, like, viewpoint, I guess.
Lake, cut out.
So, but I have not been streaming very consistently the past week and a half, so.
Oh, yeah, neither have I. But here's the beauty of it. No one has. You have to think of it in, at least that's what I'm choosing to do, in TV terms, where TV-wise, no, nothing's on at this time. All shows are on hiatus. And don't come back till after the new year. And, you know, and I've done a few streams here and there because, you know, it's like, streaming is like exercising, and you have to like do it at least on a semi-regular basis. Otherwise, it gets hard to do again when you have to do it again.
I see that, because I actually went to go stream a few nights ago, and I was so not feeling it that I ended up just like stopping. I just deleted my video, and I was like, just wasn't like, but I find that if I'm not in the headspace, to not force it, because it's just not gonna, I'm gonna look like I'm not having a good time. And as you know, I had a very good like week period where I gained about 5 followers out of nowhere. But listen, so I don't know. Did I tell you that I follow? I don't know if you use Reddit. I'm a big Reddit reader.
I am glad you're a big Reddit reader, because I need someone on the inside of Reddit to help grow stuff as far as we're concerned, because I don't understand Reddit. Like, it's been around for a while. I kind of know what it is. I occasionally will pop in and read things from there. But it's one of those things that it exists. It's there. Same thing with Snapchat. I've used it on occasion, but past personal conversations that are personal conversations, all the extra shit that Snapchat offers, I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't, you know.
It's Snapchat. I only have Snapchat to like bother my children. I have TikTok for the same reason originally. But they do have some interesting things on Twitch. So they have some things that make me kind of like my eye twitch a little bit. They'll have posts from like somebody who's like, yeah, so I'm new to streaming. I've only been doing it for 2 months. And I capped out all of a sudden at like 6,000 followers. I don't know how to gain more. And I'm like, bro, shut up. Like,
yeah. Well, see, that's the thing that kind of scares me about Reddit, is because it is its own thing. And there's always a constant... Like, one of the biggest or number one advice that comes with streaming is that, hold on one second, is that you have to build a community. So one of the ways is Discord. You go to Discord, and you guys can check out the Discord. There should be a link somewhere on the Savage Graphics Media page, Savage Graphics Media, graphics with an X. And you build a community there. Another way is through Reddit. But I've heard a lot of things about Reddit. Some of it not so good. as far as
for or just in general.
One in general. So there's two sides of it. So one in general, and then two, I know by themselves how toxic the gaming community can be. I'm a gamer, but I also know how toxic gamers can be.
I'm not. I just, as a woman, I know how toxic the internet can be.
Yeah. Well, I hate to bust your bubble. You are a gamer, whether you like it or not. One of us.
Yeah, maybe.
But those are three things. The internet's toxicity, Reddit's known toxicity, and then gamer toxicity. So, you know, I'm not necessarily ready for the ridicule of Reddit without, like, if I understand this, for instance, if you know you're about to go into a room with a bunch of 5-year-olds and, like, you fell into a bunch of mud, you know the jokes that are going to come at you. You're aware of it. They're going to be a bunch of poopy jokes. But you know what I mean?
Reddit is like Facebook on steroids, whereas everyone on Facebook knows everything, but everyone on Reddit has a PhD in a specific thing and knows everything.
You're not helping my fear.
That's the difference. The Twitch community on Reddit so far seems pretty decent. It, like I said, it's very interesting. There's some things that I've used from there onto this to just get your opinion on things. They actually had a Reddit thread about parent gamers and, you know, how do you incorporate gaming and streaming into your parenting life, which is something I'm sure we both have to deal with.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing is my, like, I had a schedule and I've already had to kind of like put the schedule to the side because, like his son's mom started a new job and the daycare is not ready because, you know, COVID. So the spot that he's supposed to take is not going to be ready until after the first. And just like I could stream at the times that I set to stream. But the problem with streaming at those times is it then makes it so that I have to allow him time for his stuff. And then on top of that, I have to allow for him not listening with an adult. You can be like, okay, I have to do this at 3:00. This is what's going to happen. Okay. Bam. And you can like 5 minutes before be like, all right, I'm going to go do this. And 1, 2, 3, you're ready to go. That doesn't happen with kids.
Nah.
You have to give them advance warning many times.
Yep.
Many, 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 many times. And even when you give the last warning right before the warning, and then the last, like, I'm about to do this. This is happening now. It's always like
How you doing, guys? In these trying times, it's kind of hard to support anybody but yourself. There are still ways you can support the podcast and the Broke Blurred Pod. You can go to streamerlinks.com/savagevoice, and you can go to our YouTube channel. You can check out Bad Moon Bear's YouTube channel. Give it a like and subscribe. Cost you nothing. You can go on, if you're in the Epic Game Store, put in code SavageVoice and use the creator code SavageVoice and get a little bit of something. It doesn't cost you anything extra. Or, you know, if you do want to spend something, you can go to the Broke Blurred merch. Go to the Bad New Bears merch. We got lots of stuff for you. My own personal designs, more stuff coming. We have Jess Heather collection coming up there soon. So go check it out. Streamerlinks.com/savagevoice. You won't be disappointed. Also, you can check all of my content from YouTube to the podcast. Again, on streamerlinks.com/savagevoice. Take it easy.
That's Liam. My son's like that. My son, I do the bedtime countdown starting like an hour before bedtime. I'll be like, all right, buddy, you got an hour. And then it's like, all right, buddy, you got 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's, all right, buddy, 15 minutes, go brush your teeth. And then it's like, all right, buddy, 5 minutes, make sure your pajamas are on. And then I go up there and he's like, huh? What? I didn't know. Like, it now. I've just been giving you 9 fucking like timers, basically.
It's see, what I relatively for the most part, I love my youngest because it's a blessing and a curse because he's like me, but to the umpteenth because.
Listen, can I tell you what I just pulled a boob out, and that was her reaction.
I feel you, kid. I feel you. Had we had the camera up, that might have been my reaction too. But
I told my boyfriend, I'm like, you're not that excited to see my titties the way she is. He's like, I am. I just keep it to myself.
Yeah, he's like society has trained me to not do that anymore.
You're not like that cartoon wolf that's like a ooga with like eyes popping
out. Oh no, we all do that. We just say it in our head. If we say it out loud, well, we lose our jobs and stuff. So we always keep that in, but it's always said every single time. Even if it's like the okay, you know how when you're meditating for the first time or in general, you can only think crappy fucked up thoughts?
Yes.
It's the same thing with boobs. The second they come out, all the thoughts come to head. Like, I have the utmost respect for you, Heather. I've known you, you know, longer than my kids. But yeah, the baby said the words that came into, like, the baby vocalized. Like, my brain did a backtrack, like a Back to the Future thing where the sound came, you explained it, then my brain went back in time, said, yep, that matches up. That's about right.
So what we're talking about? Oh yeah, Twitch.
Where you cannot see boobs, and if you do, that's the response that everybody has.
Yeah, there was a whole thing on. I was reading about that because some big time. I don't know how big time she is, and I couldn't find the name of the person either, unfortunately.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Twitch user accidentally like appeared on.
Nick, yeah, she was doing her. Can't think of her name, but she has like a really like Instagram look at me name.
Oh wow. You know, the images show a lot of boob. Sexualizing her stream, whatever.
If you wanted me to Google it, you should have just told me to Google it.
Well, I don't know. It's not coming up with anything good. Like, it's not coming up with like the specific.
Well, if you just come up with the name, I'm just trying to remember her name. I can't remember her name.
All right, let me see what I got here. Hold on.
Okay, so
she closed the laptop.
Have you been able to find the name of that streamer? And whether you are, well, answer the question, then I will.
Let me see what we got here.
Just look for the most recent one, because I have something to say after. Hopefully, you find it, and we'll. Because
there's Mini Lod. No.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
Twitch responds, Pokimane.
No, not Pokimane. It's a really like catchy name. Like it could be, you could see that person being a comic book character type name. You know what I mean? Like it just they got the branding right with the name. I just can't think of it.
I'm not Valkyrie.
No, not Valkyrie.
Let me see. Nude Scandal.
Yeah.
Let me try to redo my. Hold on, let me go back. It's not.
Guys, cut it out. Sorry, go
ahead. Let's see. Oh, wait, I don't think this is it. Alinity?
Alinity? Oh, Alinity? No, it's not Alinity. We're getting closer. It's not Alinity, though.
God, hold on. I feel like this is not bringing me up anything good.
It's just
nude porn. It's not someone
else. Oh, no.
Nova Petra?
What's the name?
Nova Petra?
I don't think. No. Put in Twitch, streamer, scandal. Hold on. And OnlyFans. That's the key that we're the OnlyFans aspect.
No, it's not Bella Thorne.
No.
Amaranth? Amaranth?
Amaranth? I think it might be Amaranth. pretty sure I think possibly.
Let me see. There was one very recently who got suspended.
For like 3 days.
I didn't realize there was such a big like category of like half naked Twitch streamers.
Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to explain to you. So I was trying to figure out, see if it would come up, like just real quick, so I could just see the name. So if the name came up on the screen, I'd be like, bam, that's it.
Oh, she's accidental nudity for exposing her genitals on stream.
Yeah. Because apparently she thought that she was...
She's been banned a few times for that.
Yeah. Apparently, air quotes, she thought that it... I'm not even putting the real air quotes. I'm just saying it. Air quotes. For her OnlyFans and didn't realize it was going to her Twitch fans.
It doesn't say if she has a OnlyFans, but I assume by the photos on her her Instagram, she does.
I'm going to have to check that out later to confirm.
well, you know.
Just saying. I couldn't find the video footage, it's just so. Her in lingerie. Huh?
It's just her in like lingerie.
Eh, still.
No. I mean, I'm saying like Instagram is.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. Where's the thing? I'm not paying.
I would assume she would have an OnlyFans. I wouldn't have assumed she like streams, I guess.
Yeah.
My point.
But I look up Twitch streamer scandal, and I was just trying to find the like one to pop up that would be recent because I know which what it is if I see it, and I'm gonna just scroll to the right. I'm gonna read off 1 year ago top 10 banned Twitch streamers who went too far. 2 years ago top 5 times streamers thought their stream was off. 7 months ago top 10 permanently banned Twitch streamers who went too far. 1 year ago the worst streamer's house ever. 2 years ago, top 10 Twitch TV streamers that got exposed, 7. 10 months ago, Zillion OP, the Twitch streamer, caught faking a disability. That one I actually have seen the story of. His whole shtick, air quotes, was that he was in a wheelchair, and then he forgot one day and got up off the wheelchair, and yeah.
That's hysterical.
And he was relatively big. Yeah, he was big. He was not big as in size, but big as in like as a viewer count and what, you know, he was making the money we would only hope for.
Yeah, because, you know, people are predictable and everyone loves a good, you know, in the face of adversity story.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to sound shitty. I know it's going to make me sound shitty to say that, but everyone loves like when somebody's in remission from cancer. Everyone loves, you know, a comeback story, essentially.
Yeah. They're like the underdogs. It's a whole part. It's my whole. It's the company motto.
No, but nobody. No, listen. But it's different though. You need to get a wheelchair because no offense, this is America, and they don't care about a poor black guy.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. I don't have enough room in here to use a wheelchair accurately with my streaming setup.
We'll get you a crutch. Okay.
No, crutches don't get the same sympathy as a wheelchair. Surprisingly,
iPad. You lost an eye in the war.
I actually have an eye patch. I already have one of those.
Okay. Was it like for what? Is it like a role playing thing?
Well, no, I was gonna be Nick Fury for Halloween for my stream. I was gonna be Nick Fury. I was gonna be Samuel Jackson, Nick Fury. But okay. You know, my kid did something to injure himself and kind of completely took all of the piss out of that, like I was excited. I had the eye patch. Knew I was gonna wear, and then like my kid like busted his lip or something. I don't remember what it was, but he hurt himself good. And I was like, it delayed the time. Then when I was gonna start, and just you know, I was like, I don't care anymore. I can't even because the whole point was I was gonna do the. I need an Avenger to play some video games with.
Nice.
Let's play. Some Fortnite. Oh. Mm-mm. I'm building a house and shooting people. But,
you know,
my kid was hurt. So, you know.
Be careful with that cat. She's going to scratch you. Don't touch her. Yeah, who is right? It was Zillion OP. That's the wheelchair faker. Because he got donations for his ability, too. Lele, stop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just wait. And then as I keep going. on her mouth. It's of a.
Sorry, Mom.
It's of a viscous, consistency.
Yeah.
Don't you laugh at
yeah. Great. Then we have a little kid laughing in the background. It's of a viscous consistency, which I'm pretty sure it probably that clip most likely isn't even in the clips, because that's how most stuff works on YouTube, which always pisses me off. Ten embarrassing moments caught on Twitch where they have some girl. Now here's the thing. Okay, so here's the problem. Not the problem per se, but okay. So there's two different videos. One is Top 10 Gaming, which I watch them all the time, and the other one is Reaction Time. And you've probably seen this guy on your Facebook when you actually go into the videos. It's that blonde kid who's always reacting to shit.
Yeah.
So these are two different videos. Okay, think Facebook. You know when you're going through the videos, like if you end up looking at a video and then go down one of those rabbit holes. Yeah, you used to at one point. Everybody did. Before we all completely began hating Facebook. But anyway, he's the ones where you'll see him reacting to videos. Like literally, I'm reacting to this. This is the bunch of videos Liam with this.
React videos all the time.
Well, as far as I know, like one of the first. Literally, his name of his channel is Reaction Time. So you're bound to have seen this, this kid. But anyway, in both separate videos, apparently there's a girl in a white tank top, and one is a blur, and the other one says, with a black box over, well, let's just say their hands are at their waist, maybe.
Maybe.
I can't tell. The box is in the way. So, which the thought process I have with those things is, I mean, okay, Twitch is anybody and everybody can be on Twitch. Some people get bigger than others. You know, it's a whole thing. We've gone over that many times. But to be one of the people, okay, so there's two sides of it. One, to be one of the people that happened to be in a room when something happens. Whether it's something like this or whatever it may be, any number of things, the guy getting up out of his wheelchair, Alinity or whoever her name is showing her cooch, the chick who Alinity threw the cat.
That one. I wasn't even on Twitch yet for that.
Which, okay, I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to have an unpopular opinion about this right here.
I probably share it.
I guarantee don't. Her throwing her cat was not real. That was literally nothing. All you people fucking getting upset over that. I'm sorry. And I mean, it's the most respectful way. Shut up.
She kind of. Like, she didn't really throw it. Either. No, it's not like she like
that. You know, cat was that cat was
moving that shit down the field.
That cat was perfectly. I've played through my cat worse and farther than that. She literally just kind of lifted it over her head and kind of dropped. The cat was fine. Yeah. Now we're
like animals way too much though.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Where I won't get her back, only because you shouldn't technically do this. I mean, it's not smart to purposely do this, which is this is what she did. If an animal happens to come upon this, that's one thing. But she fed her cat vodka.
Yeah, don't do that.
Purposely. Like it was like it wasn't like I have my vodka and the cat licked it. Don't lick that. It was more like come here, sip sip, you know, take a lick. Yeah.
Did the cat actually drink the vodka?
Yeah, lapped up some of the vodka. I can't.
Get a cat to do anything.
I can't.
Those animals don't do shit that you want them to do.
Yeah, that I can't get behind. But the how she that was nothing. But the point is, to be one of the people to see any of these things, well, one, you probably have to watch Twitch streamers. And as much as I'm on Twitch, I don't watch as many as I watch like YouTube videos of Twitch streamers just because.
Yeah, I noticed I don't get no support or love from you.
It's not that I'm not trying to support or love you. You know I do.
Listen, just put my channel up and leave it up. We know everyone dogs the system.
Well, they did. I could do that, but then I'd have to keep it up, and then my system wouldn't run as great. Let me get some more RAM, and then I'll
never stream for an hour. I just need to get I need to start averaging those three. That three, I need to average.
When you get higher, did you watch? Actually, did you watch that video I sent with Tim the Tap Man?
Yes. His beginning. Listen, his beginning setup looks like my beginning setup.
Yeah.
Were your jerry rigging stuff to walls? There's something charming about that, though.
And then now I wanted you to see that part. Also, did you notice how when he's streaming, how Bud, I need you to break it down. You notice how when he's streaming, he'll like he's getting the donations that are coming in.
Yeah.
Constantly. Like
yeah.
I only want a fraction of that. I don't need
I have an affiliate goal, but beyond that, I haven't like thought about it.
Well, no, here's the thing. I don't need that. I don't need to that level. I would love to have that level because why? Who would it?
Like, who, of course.
You know what I mean? But just a fraction of that would be fine. Just a nice, you know, they have like with superheroes, they have the cosmic big time superheroes like Iron Man and the Fantastic Four. And then they got street level superheroes like Spider-Man and Daredevil. I want to be a Daredevil. I want to be a street level superhero. I'm a street level streamer. You know, I'm for the little guy. And I'm trying, you know.
You do think about this quite a bit. You do bounce ideas off me all the time.
Yeah, okay. So here is the thing, and I want you to. I'm gonna pass on this bit of advice to you, and we'll end it quick because it's getting a bit late. Which I mean, you don't care, but we know that our little ones will become more annoying as time goes on, which will make it less. The happiness we're having in right this second will diminish very quickly.
I'm also on my third beer, so I don't know.
yeah, exactly. But you have to keep in mind, keep track of, or okay, so the title I said with that Tim the Tap Man video that I sent was For Perspective. Because one thing that I'm lucky that my best friend, Scumbag Johnny, gave me was perspective, that when I started all of this and I would get down to myself and worry, like, am I doing good? Oh God, like, oh, I suck. You know, you just get down on yourself and you're like, I suck. And then he would remind me, like, dude, you've only been doing this for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 1 year. Like, you stop, you look back at how long you've been doing it and how far you've come in a little bit of time. Like, you know, it's not necessarily, I mean, it is and it isn't, but it's not necessarily an advertisement for myself. But as much as I there's so much I want to do and so much farther I want to go and so much I want to accomplish and just on a base level of success achieve that I don't feel that I'm anywhere near. I can't ignore that. What have I done? I started a podcast, started a Twitch channel. Which I'm an affiliate on a Twitch channel. I've started a YouTube channel. I have a podcast partner who I finally convinced somebody to join Twitch, which I wasn't really able to do that with Mr. Roland because he's too old.
What is he, 40?
Yeah, he's the same age as me, but he fully embraces the old man lifestyle. Whereas, you know, I'm a gamer, right. You know,
yeah, and I'm just bored.
Yeah. I started an LLC. I'm an official company. Not really made any profits yet, but technically you're not supposed to for the first couple of years, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's more than a lot of people do, though.
Yeah,
so you should be proud of yourself.
There's a bit of nerve with you people to make me sound way more important than I actually am. I have an agent.
What?
Yeah. But much like it would be if I were a young actor entering Hollywood, agents are only going to get you so much depending on where you're at. And where I'm at, let's just put it this way. A lot of the apps that people love and like, there's a reason why there are just some people on there randomly that you're like, why is that person on there? How is this person on there? Why is somebody here? Well, companies partner with agencies to get people on their app so that their apps look like they have people, which get more people. And there you go. My goal is to be one of those people. But at the very least, I can at least say for myself, I am trying my best to not do apps for the most part, jump to do apps that I don't really care about. Like, I'm on a couple, which they're pretty much the same thing, except one is a little bit more on the datey side, whereas the other one is just kind of like a TikTok clone. But hopefully I'll be able to do one. Now, this is the one where I'm hoping everything will go through, where it's basically, think about how those apps I have to go live, except it's only audio. And the key is while playing video games. So I'll be able to play video games and audio live stream. And I have to do a minimum of 2 hours each time to for it to count towards anything. That's kind of right up right up my alley. So when I have more information on that, I will give you guys that information. And you can check me there on that app, audio wise, and you'll have your own kind of like gaming podcast. You'll be able to join me on games, I think, or something along those lines. But hopefully big things are coming, or hopefully I'm just wasting my time, and at the very least people know my name. So all right, anything else, Jess Heather?
Nope. You can find me on Twitch at dogeatdog0984. And I would like to also shout out my friend Thomas, if you don't mind, at Zombie Fied Vile. And that's zombie with a zero, not an O. But he is also trying to make it in this world. So gamers got to stick together.
And you can find me at twitch.tv/savagevoice or go to Savage Graphics Media, graphics with an X. And find more content there, or go to the Broke Blurred Pod on YouTube, which we don't have any newer content. But again, once we have less little terrorists surrounding us and our respective streaming areas, we will have some YouTube content for you. And other YouTube content will be the Bad New Bears channel on YouTube. But that is it for now. I apologize for everything I did not edit out, because there's going to be most of it's not getting edited out. There's going to be a chunk I have to edit out. Mainly when Jess Heather's boob got bitten off by her little one. There's a big silence there. So I'm not going to edit out the biting. I'm going to edit out the silence between the biting. So that's what I edit. I don't edit out the noise per se. I edit out maybe us screaming at the kids. So, which you may not have heard that. So if you didn't hear it, we didn't.
That showbiz, baby.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna edit it. I already know I'm not. So, all right. Anyway, for the Brokler Pod, I've been your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio Silvae. With me today has been...
Oh, God, Heather. Just Heather. Still got both my nipples.
And I can't wait. And thank you for still listening, if you're listening after you heard joyous praise and wonder of her baby as a boob popped out. we all shared in that moment is what I mean by that. So, all right, everybody, remember, don't tell yourself you can't do something. Ask yourself, why can't you do it? Because a baby bitter boob. We'll catch you later, and I have to tell Craig to leave. So let me get Craig in here.
I'm gonna log off. She's whining.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.